Hey everyone, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. We're so excited that you're with us. Each and every week, we're going to open up God's Word. We're going to have some discussion around what it means to live an intentional life. So let's listen in as we try to get real together.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Get Real Podcast. My name is Brandon Ginden, and I'm here with my good friend, Lori Arnold.
Hey friends.
And our ministry partner, Shelley Ulrich.
Hi.
And we are excited today about this podcast and this episode specifically because we have been in a series about our devotional time, our Bible study time, and today we're going to be talking about prayer, these spiritual disciplines in our walk with the Lord and what it looks like in real life. We call this the Get Real Podcast because for Lori and I, as we talk through these different issues and subjects in life, is what does it look like? We're just everyday followers of Jesus, and how do we make this practical and walk it out and in real life? And so we're grateful that you're joining us. And again, if this our podcast is a benefit to you, is an encouragement to you, just asking folks to share it with their friends. And if you missed the first two of this specific series, one on your devotional time and a Bible study time, I would encourage you to go back and watch those and to kind of get caught up to this one today. But we're going to be talking about prayer and the importance of prayer. And as I said, we've asked our good friend and one of our teammates on staff, Shelley Ulrich, who is our women's director and is a person that believes in prayer.
Yes.
And the power of prayer. And one of the things that we say all the time in our church is that we do not believe anything of spiritual significance happens unless we pray. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. And so before we dive into some of Shelley's input and story, Lori, I'm going to kick it over to you and just, you know, thoughts that you have on this topic and why prayer is important to you and maybe some of the things that just thoughts you have.
Yeah. Well, I am very excited about today because without question, as soon as we were going through our series and planning out everything, what we're going to do, when it got to the spiritual discipline of prayer, I think we both were like, Shelley.
Yes.
Shelley's got to be a guest on the podcast because we know each other pretty well.
Right.
And we've had some years together. And one of the things that I have seen that I love is her prayer life is consistent and it is evident. And it's not just evident because we see her around praying all the time. It's evident in the way she lives her life. And also for me personally, you're someone that I can count on. If I know that I need prayer, without question, I can pick up the phone, whether it's a text or a phone call, whatever, if we see each other in person.
Yep.
And I know that she is praying for me. And I think today, especially with social media, it's so easy for people to be like, yep, I'm going to pray for you. Yeah. Sorry for your loss. Or a lot of time people say lost. It's loss. L-O-S-S. By the way, anyway, I digress. But we see this a lot, you know, and people say these things, but do they really mean it? You know, do they really mean, are they really going and praying afterwards? You know, so I know that when I ask Shelley to pray for me, that she is truly praying for me without question.
For sure.
And so I thought that it would be incredibly important to have her share her heart with us, share how she got to where she's at today with her prayer life.
Yeah.
Just so other people can understand. And I mean, I'm still learning and growing in that area too. Prayer is something for me that is very, very important. It is much easier than the other spiritual disciplines that we already talked about.
Right.
For me personally, it's a constant throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It's not always, now I do this as well, but it's not always me going by myself in my closet or into whatever area that I have designated in my home as my space to pray with the Lord.
Right.
But it's in the car.
Yeah.
It's throughout the day. It's when I'm sitting at my desk and somebody calls me and says, this just happened. And I'm praying while they're talking to me on the phone,
for sure.
You know, so Shelley, I would love for people to just hear your heart for prayer and even how you got to the place that you're in now, that I know prayer can be scary for a lot of people.
Yeah.
True. Well, a lot of it was caught more than taught. Just specifically my first woman that discipled me back in college. That was just she was. That's how we lived. That's what we did. Yeah. So a lot of it was that. And I would say what you shared about the when and the where and the always. First Thessalonians 5 says, rejoice always and pray continually. And so to live that way, doing the dishes, folding the laundry, mm-hmm. turning off the radio, driving in the car, and just focusing on who the Lord's brought to my mind at that time.
Yeah.
Simple, constant, just purposely pausing throughout the day. Also asking the Lord.
Yeah.
David inquired of the Lord and he inquired of the Lord. And so just going, if part of his relationship was that real in the word that he had God's heart, then pausing throughout the day, God, what do you think? What do you say?
That's
what's your perspective?
Yeah. One of the terms, I love what you said there. You said you have a purposeful pause. Mm-hmm. I mean, you both know how important the term intentional is to me. And that's really when I hear you say that there's a purposeful pause that you take. And what you were describing in that of folding the laundry while you're driving. My mentor, Dan Lynch, he taught me the principle that of having an attitude of prayer. I think when we look in the Psalms, David had an attitude of prayer. Clearly, Jesus modeled an attitude of prayer. Because when we think about of all the things that he did, that's the one thing the disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us this, right? Teach us how to do this. And so that idea of a purposeful pause, so being intentional in that, maybe talk just a little bit about that. Like how was that developed or why it's important for us to have a purposeful pause in our day or any of that. So maybe talk a little bit more what that looks like for you or how that was developed.
Okay. Part of that in the practical way of trying to start my morning early with the Lord and having a quiet space just for me and him. And depending on the season in life, it was short or a little bit longer, but because my mind would easily get distracted, I would, in my prayer time with the Word of God open, because sometimes I would just be praying scripture. I always had a little something, that if the brain went, don't forget to go to Walgreens and pick up the medication, I could, whatever, take a little note so it wouldn't just derail me all the way down the road and then get back to being focused. Another way that keeps me focused, as I do like to write, I do like to journal, and I love to journal some of those prayers so that expresses my heart well to the Father that way, but also I get to go back and look, answer, still working on this one, Lord, what are you still teaching me? Right. But having a written record helps me personally a lot.
That is so good. I know that I've done that myself as well, like gone back and looked at all the things, all the prayers that God has answered. And it is, first of all, how quickly I forget sometimes.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's so helpful to have something tangible to go back and look at. It's like stones of remembrance, right?
For sure.
You know, just to see what the Lord has done. Because I do think, you shared, you know, we're human. We get distracted. You shared that you might think about, oh, I got to go to the grocery store later. That's something that I think we all experience.
Right.
And that's okay.
For sure.
But just reminding yourself to get back on track and that's okay. I think it's great. You have something to write it down, get it out your brain real quick so you can continue on.
Yeah.
It's really practical.
Yeah. I think another part of that is for people that maybe they're young in the faith or they've just allowed a season of life to where they're not walking where they would want to be walking. And so all of these little pieces, the two of you are talking about, I think come through like repetition, like, so remembering those things, writing in a journal. So how much, you know, I just want to encourage people to go, well, I'm not where Shelley's at. I'm not where Lori is at. How do I get there to that place? You know, one of the things we talk about is becoming unconscious, capable of things, right? So it takes repetition of doing that. And so maybe for both of you, talk a little bit about that. How did you get there? What's that repetition? What are the baby steps? Where would you tell somebody, here's a place to start, or here's where you've started, or let's, you know, kind of help people think about that if maybe they're not, it's not an everyday regular thing to take a purposeful pause or to, that prayer is so central. How would they get there? Either one of you.
I'll go.
Hey. Okay. I think first for me, I had to realize that it's not a competition.
That's good.
I used to compare myself to people and to others, mm-hmm. and the way they sounded at church, and oh, they pray so beautifully. They pray so much better than me. Why am I up here on this stage? You know? And I had to remember that prayer is talking with the Lord.
Right.
Having a conversation with God. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Having a conversation with God. That means sometimes listening and also sometimes talking. And I had to stop comparing myself and the way that somebody else prayed and the way that I prayed and the big words that they could use and the way they're able to intertwine scripture so beautifully with their own personal desires and words and thoughts. And I had to get all of that out of the way.
Sure.
And just focus on talking with the Lord. And remember, it's just a conversation with my King.
Yeah.
It's a conversation. He's Savior. He is King. He is friend too, you know? And so to remember those things and not put pressure on myself, give myself some grace there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. Shelley, what are your thoughts?
Also, another place that I've grown the most is just praying with other people, whether that's in a small group and encouraging or lovingly challenging someone to pray for the first time out loud in a safe space, or just being with a group of other women and praying together. And it has taken away the comparison because everyone has a different personality and everyone has a different walk. And so flipping that in my head from, oh my gosh, I don't pray like her, wow, he sounds amazing, but look at how diverse the body of Christ is. And we're all talking with our God in our own unique way. And it's beautiful, whether it's a two sentences or scripture intertwined with the thought. So another thing that really helped me learn and grow, and Brandon, you say this a lot, and I would say I even learned this from you and I'm practicing this, is you have shared with me, well, as I've shared a problem or something I'm working through, and you'll go, well, Shelley, while you're talking, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, and here's what I feel like is for you. And so that's a whole nother level of being in the moment, but still pausing in your mind to try to cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And that's a practice. Yeah. And that's a practice.
Right.
So,
So it's actually two of the things that both of you had said in that, that's a listening piece.
Yes.
You said in this, it's talking, but it's also listening.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's prayer. And then there's like this sub part of prayer of a discipline of learning to listen.
Yeah.
When we think about it and go, honestly, the Lord probably has a lot more to say than we have to say on any given topic. Right. Yeah. And so let's talk about that part of the discipline of prayer, learning to listen, to quiet yourself and learning what does it sound like to hear from the Lord, you know? Whether it be through the word or through others or what God is God impressing upon you. And we know, right, that no matter what it is, it's never going to contradict the word of God. Right. The Spirit of God will never contradict the word of God.
Right.
And so when we're listening, it's going to be consistent with the word, and it's not, this is how I feel, my feelings about it. Cause sometimes it's in direct conflict with that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for the two of you, talk about that. What has learning that discipline to listen, to align with the Spirit? Let's talk about that a little bit. Shelley, you go first.
Okay. I would say that very first piece of just learning to be quiet, of being still, of being silent for a little bit, just to quiet my spirit and my mind, and to know that if there's no words and there's no prayer and it's just with Jesus, that's okay too. And I remember teaching my kids in prayer, and Caleb comes to mind because I would say, just be quiet, see if the Lord's telling you anything. I got nothing and knowing that, and it's okay if you got nothing, but you at least were still. And then because he speaks frequently to me, but I don't get constant. And when I feel like it's the Lord speaking to me, it's in my head. It's usually short phrases and it's to me, more directives. That's how it That's how it feels to me. And I often check it with the word if I'm confused. And when I get swirled up in my emotions or I'm exhausted or I'm tired, I have to check it with other people because then it's really blurry.
That's really good. That's great. Lori, what are your thoughts?
Well, I giggled because she said, you got to learn to be quiet. Yeah. And y'all know me very well. I think just a couple days ago, Brian was editing something where I talked for 20 minutes straight and he had to edit it down to like 6 minutes. It was close.
So I got to say this. He says, how'd it go, Brian? And he goes, it was good. I said, yeah. He was like 20 minutes straight. And I said, oh yeah. He goes, but I was doing the work of the Lord. I was paring that down. So that was awesome.
Indeed. Yeah. It was the work of the Lord. So yeah, that's something that's hard for me. I don't like to be still. I mean, it's weird. I say that I thoroughly enjoy it once I finally am, but it is very hard for me to be still and not to just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
But that is one of the most important things. And I have had to be very intentional with my time. In fact, so much so that there are times that I choose to have my phone turned off for the day. Mm-hmm. I choose to not answer from anyone except for my husband and my kids, you know, and in case they need something. And they are even aware that this is a day that I am taking to spend with the Lord and to really hear from him, because I can't if I'm just so busy all the time. And, you know, I have no awareness because I'm just going and going and going and going and keep going. You know, I've got to stop. And like you said, I have to have that intentional pause and in order to hear from him. And that doesn't mean that he doesn't speak as I'm doing things. However, I know that my focus is not always where it should be because I'm so busy doing the things. And so I do have to take those days and those times where, or even hours, you know, where I shut the door or turn off the phone or whatever that looks like, just to be very intentional with my time with the Lord. And get still and get quiet.
For sure. I know for me, like whether it be writing a sermon, anything of that, spending time in prayer, what I have to, I'm not to just turn my phone off. Like I put it in my bag and it's out of sight. Yeah. It's, I can't have noise. I've always been that way. I'm not a person that can study with the radio on, or some people need that or need kind of background noise. That's not me. Mm-hmm. It's got to be quiet. I'm almost like locked in something. If I'm going to focus for an extended period of time, part of that is learning who you are, how you're wired. But two is also knowing whatever that it takes in that moment when, if you're dedicating that time of prayer, how that you're able to focus and spend. And I think that's something in our culture today. At the pace we run, I mean, there's studies and even things on it about our brains weren't designed to intake the volume of stuff that's being thrown at it, at the speed it's being thrown at it. And so that can inhibit our prayer life for sure, because we have so many competing noises, sounds, voices into that. And so being able to develop that as a habit of quieting and slowing down and having that as its own spiritual discipline. And so, Shelley, any other thoughts to that?
I just think it's needed, and it's so opposite the world that we'll have to be intentional about it.
Yeah, for sure. When we think about this, then maybe just this final thought on when it comes to prayer, of doing that, I mean, that's a major, our weapon in spiritual warfare, to be reminded that we are fighting a battle, that I'm just, you know, trying harder, working harder, you know, those kind of things. Back to what I said earlier, the disciples knew and understood that's what they asked Jesus to teach them, and Jesus modeled that. And so just a thought of that in your own lives, as prayer being a weapon of spiritual battle, you know, why that's been important to you. Thoughts on that maybe as we kind of close out.
Yeah, I can think of like one particular time right now. It was one of the hardest times in my life. It was one of those that I was in my prayer closet every single day on the ground, crying out to the Lord. And it wasn't until, like, because I would cry and beg and plead for things.
Yeah.
Because I'm a human. And then there came the time that I fully surrendered in that closet, the thing that I was praying about. Mm-hmm. And it was then that the Lord was like, now, mm-hmm. let me answer this mm-hmm. prayer, mm-hmm. you know? And so I had to have that attitude of surrender as well. Yeah. It's not just Lord, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Right.
You know, and it wasn't until I surrendered my own desires that the Lord then said, now I can work with that.
Yeah.
Now that you are in a good place.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. Shelly, your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I think my final thought would just be practice. And it's okay. Yeah. And not even as a checklist, but at the end of the day, I usually evaluate the day and just, Lord, how did I work with you? How did it go? Not rethinking and beating myself for the misses, yes. but just celebrating where I cooperated with God. And sometimes I go, wow, we talked a lot today.
Yeah.
Or I got to hear you say this. And that sometimes those are just personal things that nobody gets mm-hmm. to know. I just know the Lord dropped in my spirit something very special for me.
Sure.
And it helped fuel my sure. day. And yeah. so just kind of being grateful for when he does speak and being grateful for when I am cooperating with in that way rather than being frustrated that not enough yet. Keep growing. Keep doing more because yeah. we yeah. hear more and next and
yes. yeah.
too much. But right. to celebrate, this is my growth for today.
That's great. That's
new
great.
Mercy for tomorrow. So then.
That's so good. Well, we're just grateful y'all joining us and hopefully through our discussion today that you're prompted, you're encouraged, even challenged to what it looks like to grow in your own spiritual discipline of prayer and what that looks like walking with the Lord and walking that out. And just that final word of encouragement to everybody is that we all can just take a step. It doesn't have to be this big programmatic thing in our lives, but just that attitude of prayer as we go about the day. I love what you said at the end there, to just reflecting back, what was my conversations with Jesus like today? Of just keeping it really simple, part of who we are, not just something that we do, and that prayer is that is a critical part of our spiritual growth and a spiritual discipline. So, well, God bless you all, and we look forward to the next episode and you all joining us. God bless.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the Get Real podcast today. My hope each and every week is that you're able to take the content, apply it to your life, that it becomes more of who you are and less of what you do, and that we live an intentional life together. If you're interested in supporting the work of ministry here at Real Life Texas, we'd like to invite you to do that by going to reallifetexas.org/give and supporting us today.